Audio presents Diana by Sarah Bradford. Read by Catherine Kellgren. Prologue. How was it that for just over 16 years, between her glittering marriage to the heir to the British throne and her violent death in a Paris underpass, a young, unsophisticated girl shook the British monarchy to its foundations and became a worldwide celebrity? Diana Spencer was just 20 when she married, not yet 21 when she became the mother of the future king, and an international celebrity at just 36 when she was sensationally killed in a car crash. In 1981, when Diana Spencer married the Prince of Wales, watched by a worldwide TV audience of millions, she was just another teenage English rose, a typical Sloane Ranger. By the time of her death in August 1997, she was an icon and a royal rebel, a glamorous figure both worshipped and reviled, the most hunted woman in the world, as her brother put it at her funeral service. In the days after her death, the British royal family, even the popular and respected Queen herself, became the target of a tidal wave of criticism. No one who was in London during that time, or who watched the run-up to the funeral on television, will ever forget the experience or the irrational, dangerous emotions which the death of Diana had stirred in the British people. For the royal family, its recent history could be seen as pre-Diana and post-Diana. Such was the impact this young woman had upon the ancient institution and people's attitudes towards it. Diana's luminous presence and undoubted gifts of empathy with the suffering held up a mirror to the monarchy which appeared stuffy, remote, and out of touch. She groomed her sons to be in touch with the age. She had a clear view of how William should set about his royal task when the time came. Her own approach to what she saw as her job was utterly professional and could not have been carried out by a woman suffering the psychological problems attributed to her. At the same time, it would be wrong to ignore the fact that the pressures of her life, her rejection by her husband, and the public demands made upon her did indeed bring out some of the worst aspects of her character: deviousness, manipulativeness, and a deep-rooted suspicion which led her to drop friends and servants in the most brutal manner. The emphasis on her image, her beauty, and her photogenic qualities turned Diana from an ordinary British teenager and elevated her to the level of Jackie Kennedy and Marilyn Monroe, with whom she empathized. She had an instinctive understanding of celebrity in the modern world, with all that such status involved. In the end, her celebrity killed her. It could be said that she connived in her own death, deliberately inviting the attentions of the paparazzi in the last days of her life. Chapter 1. The Country Girl. In the Spencer family, the gender issue is a big one. Women are very much second-class citizens. A Spencer cousin. Diana Spencer was born to the sound of applause. Her birth took place at 7:45 p.m. on a warm summer evening, 1st of July 1961, in the bow-fronted bedroom where her mother had been born before her, overlooking the lawn where the annual cricket match organized by her father was nearing its end. Yet far from being a cause for applause, Diana's birth was regarded as a disappointment. As a girl, she could not be the heir to the Spencer name that her parents so desperately wanted. Moreover, she was the third girl born to her parents, Frances and Johnny Altrup, heir to the Spencer earldom, and had confidently been expected to be a boy, so much so that at the time of her birth the local newspaper reported her father as saying they had not yet decided on a name. Since all Spencer male heirs were traditionally christened John or Charles, this was understandable in the circumstances. The new girl's Spencer namesake, Diana, 17.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?